petals have I. The walls of a house are my vision, for I live out under the sky. The wide open space is my doorway, the stars are my lamps overhead. And when I grow tired and weary, I use saddle and grass for my bed.
Oh, get, oh, get along, oh, heart, your hoofs beat out. A song will rise, the rangers cry, all morning, noon, and night. With the yip and the eye, the roll will fly, will laugh at danger, steady guard, your duty must perform. We'll guard, we'll fight, to keep the rangers right, for we are the kings of the
forest.
Hey, Jack, see that coyote setting over there on that rise awaiting for the moon to shine?
Yeah, looks as if he's going to serenade you, Curly, and he's getting all tuned up.
Bet you my silk kerchief again that quirt I can pick the burr off in his tail without hitting his tail.
How do you know he's got burrs in his tail?
I can tell. He looks so stuck up.
Oh. Hey, you're on, old-timer, but remember, you only get one shot.
Oh, all right. Now watch.
Oh, that's fine, Curly, and I win the silk kerchief. Hand it over.
Well, I almost did it, only about 10 feet off.
You know, you'd better take some lessons in sharpshooting.
Boys, play that music and let's show them how it's done. You want everything perfect.
Well, you see, our boss taught us to be particular in everything, but there's one place that even he slipped up.
How'd he slip?
He ain't particular about the company we keep.
I don't see nothing wrong with the company I keep.
That's just the point, Curly. A bad apple can spoil a good one every time.
Nothing personal in them few gentle remarks of yours, I hopes, Jack.
Well, I can see this is a place where honey is going to be more soothing than vinegar. Better sing that sweet song, boys, Won't You Be My Honey, because we sure want to please our Curly.
Yeah.
Won't you be my honey? I will try so hard to please, and I'll tell you all I know, dear, of a sweetheart's ABC. I know a cozy corner that is big enough for two, so won't you be my honey? I'll be true to you.
I'm feeling lonely, I'm awful sad, I really don't know what to do. It seems a pity I never had a sweetheart just the same as you. Now don't be angry because I say I like you, yes indeed I do. My one suggestion is just a question, and I hope you'll answer true.
Won't you be my honey? I will try so hard to please, and I'll tell you all I know, dear, of a sweetheart's ABC. I know a cozy corner that is big enough for two. So won't you be my honey? I'll be true to you.
Yes, sir.
That's what I call pretty music.
Hello, boy.
Howdy, fellas. Howdy. Why the look of wonder on your face, Curly?
I'm just trying to figure out if I've been insulted, boy.
Gosh, I'm glad the boys at least give you something to think about. Well, throw another log on the fire, boys, and sing us one of them pretty tunes that you got stored up. Maybe by that time, Curly will have it figured out.
Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow. I don't see the face of my loved one when the logs are burning low. Throw another log on the fire. Bring back all those sweetest days I've known when our hearts were young in the springtime and her love was mine alone. Now there's nothing left but the embers. Springtime seems so long ago. Throw another log on the fire. Keep my golden memories aglow.
Boss, it's a nice piece of even ground here, and the boys have some fine, spicy music already. Would you like to see if you're a better man at dancing than I?
Well, Jack, with all that incentive, why shouldn't I?
Take out of this life only in proportion to what we put in.
That's right, Curly. Why?
Well, you've been taking a whale of a lot out in the last few minutes, but I ain't seen you put a lot in.
Oh,
how about donating a song for a little entertainment of your fellow men, huh?
Say, you sure are a hound for punishment, Curly, and I'll do my very best to make you suffer. When you come to the end of the day and the night calls your worries away, do you ever watch the setting sun and dream of things that you might have done? Do you turn from your work with a smile? Do you feel that it's all worth the while? As you dream the twilight hours away, when you come to the end,
Curly to spoil things. We was having a good time until he started all this. So I opine we'd better give Curly his field.
Just what do you mean, young feller?
Well, boss, I thought if you could read one of them meditation things you wrote, it would completely ruin the whole outfit.
Well, I'll have you know that I don't believe in doing things halfway, Mr. Jack. So I'll just do that little thing. Maybe you'll learn a lesson, young fella. The sun drops to the western edge of the horizon and casts its golden rays across the purple sage of the prairies. And the cooling breeze gently touches your fevered brow and passes on to play a soothing lullaby in the treetops. Ah, western night, how stealthily you creep across the sky, shutting out all trials and tribulations of the day, and bring to earth a sweet message of peace and rest, causing the gentle breeze of eventide to cool the heated brow and sing a lullaby to nature and all mankind. Hey, you whippersnappers, do you realize that if I don't eat something pretty soon, why, you'll have to make a stretcher to carry me into the august presence of Dynamite the Cook.
Boss, that's a real serious situation with a hungry sure man of your size. Even to carry you from here to the ranch house, we'd feel that we're a long, long way from home.
When you're a long, long way from home, it makes you feel like you're alone. It's hard to find a pal that's true, that you can tell your troubles to. And when you send a letter home, your mother's voice rings in your ear. And then you cross the T's with kisses. What a strange world this is. Then you dot the I's with tears. And all the sunshine turns to gloom when you're a long, long way from home. And then you cross the T's with kisses. What a strange world this is. Then you dot the I's with tears. And all the sunshine turns to gloom when you're a long, long way from home.
Stay with you longer, folks. But a fella has to eat once in a while, you know. So long.